Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Speaking with their football boss in Dan Richardson, who's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Dan, thanks for your time on another bizarre day in the AFL landscape. Well, you now know what you're doing for the next 5 weeks. You know now who you're playing for the next couple of rounds of football. But in an uncertain season, that's about as certain as things get.
Yeah, you're not wrong, gents. It's been one of those years, no doubt about that. And we've basically just got to roll with the punches and adapt as quickly as we can. So, yeah, whatever gets thrown at us. But, yeah, we know at this stage we're going to Queensland next week. We'll play the Kangas next weekend at Metricon. And so, yeah, there's some positives in that. We've quite a few fans up in Queensland. So we understand there might be some of them allowed to get to the game. So, so there's certainly some positive outcomes there. So we'll be excited about that.
There are worse places in July to be sent than to southeast Queensland, aren't there?
Well, that's right. Hopefully, looking at the weather forecast, the last few days it's been 20 degrees and sunny, so a little bit different to here. So, an opportunity for us all to get a bit of sun. It's certainly not all bad.
A number of clubs affected. I think 7 of the 10 Victorian clubs affected by players living in those postcodes that were deemed as hotspots. Dan, a lot of those around the Essendon area where a lot of your players reside. What sort of numbers in terms of players had to be rehoused in that 24-hour period?
Yeah, we actually only had 4 players and a couple of staff members that had to be relocated. But yeah, we didn't get a lot of notice with that. But we understand why and so they relocated straight away to some apartments at Docklands. So, it's a little tricky, but that said, like all of us, as we said at the start, players particularly, I think, have been amazing so far across all clubs at adapting to the circumstances and doing whatever they need to do to play.
Dan, will you pack the Okanuis for the trip north?
Well, I think the first couple of weeks we'll be in quarantine, so I don't think we'll be able to hit the beach, unfortunately. But hopefully, yeah, there might be a bit of downtime around the pool to whack the boardies on, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of downtime around the pool. That sounds very, very inviting. Tell us about the number 33 for your footy club, the young boy from St Mary's. He looks like he could sort of ride a little bit of track work and maybe not give too much away to the top weight jockeys, but he's got a bit of leg speed and he's just finding his way, is Braden Ham.
Yeah, he's a terrific young man, Braden, and obviously from down Torquay way and comes from a great family. He's put on a little bit of weight in his time at the club, and he'll continue to do that. But he's obviously still fairly light. But yeah, it's very much a running game, particularly playing on the wing where he plays. So he's got a great work ethic and great engine. He's highly respected amongst the other young blokes around the club. They call him the Don, actually, a few of the young boys. So hopefully he continues to grow and develop his footy.
I'm guessing they call him the Don in reference to Don Smallgoods and his ham. Is that right, Dan?
I think that's probably a fair assumption, isn't it?
Is this a red G? Are we still on? Is this a G-rated program, Dan?
For Prestige Jayco, speaking with Essendon football boss Dan Richardson, here is Darren Buick, former Essendon great on K-Rock Footy.
How are you, Dan?
Hey, Darren, how are you going?
Good, thanks, good. Just going back to the hub setup, there's 6 or 7 clubs going up, do you stay in different locations? Do you know that? Or 2 or 3 stay in, one resort or hotel or whatever?
I think there's a bit of juggling go on because some teams are sort of leaving later next week and with us, with the other teams coming in probably earlier in the week. So there might be a bit of a change of location for 1 or 2 of us, I understand. There could be a couple of teams, I think, at each venue. That's been the case. So, for example, West Coast and Frio, I think, have been at the Pines Resort. Port and the Crows have been at another resort, at the Mantra, I think it is, or Mercure. So, yeah, so I'm sure that'll be a similar case for us.
I'm interested in the coaching role and obviously the decision that Ben Rutten will take over next year, how you see that panning out at the moment? And can you just give us an idea about what they do during the week, the two you know, Worsfold and Rutten and their distinct roles and how they're leading into games and that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure, Darren. Well, yeah, I think Ben's strength is really, really clear on the way he feels the game should be played, and so he's probably spending majority of the time on more the game strategy and the game plan, if you like. But Woosh is still in charge and certainly still oversees, you know, the management and the running of the majority of the other assistant coaches. You know, he's ultimately has the final say on most things, but he's certainly doing a great job of delegating a lot of the, you know, the game plan side of things to Ben and the other assistant coaches. And that's sort of naturally Woosh's coaching style anyway. But yeah, it's been great for Ben just to have someone like Woosher to be able to bounce things off. And obviously that'll continue for the rest of the year. And, you know, there's so much that someone like Ben can learn from someone with John's experience. And so far we feel that the plan's working really well. It's probably even been more valuable given the circumstances that, you know, and the things that we've had to adapt to over the course of the year with the year we're having. And I think there's so much probably more to do around the club with sort of COVID protocols and so forth as well. So, yeah, we feel John and Ben are working really well together as a team. John's really committed to supporting Ben and his development. And look, ultimately, we hope that, you know, gives Ben a better opportunity to, or the best possible opportunity to be the best coach he can be as a young coach next year.
And an obvious one, and probably you're sick and tired of getting asked the question, but the Joey Danaher situation in terms of the possibility of him getting back and playing this year, where's he at in terms of rehab, and are you confident he'll get back and play in the black and red again?
You're right. I've had a dollar for every time I've been asked that. I'd be a rich man.
Yep.
But I understand it's of interest. It's a, you know, he's an important player. Look, he's still progressing quite well. He's been participating in a fair bit of training the last week or two. Obviously, training's had to be adjusted a little bit, and we've gone to full ground, you know, no contact over the last week, which has probably helped Joey a little bit reintegrate back into training. So, yeah, he's continuing to progress, and, yeah, there's certainly an expectation that we've seen out on the park this year. We just still don't really know when, but we'd like to think it might be getting closer.
Tyson Heppel was listed 12 to 16 weeks. Will he get back at all, Dan?
Yeah, I think he will. That was probably the initial assessment. The operation or the surgery he had, the surgeon felt, went really well, and we expect his recovery be sooner than that. So, yeah, we'd expect him could be back around the 6 to 8 week mark. And so we're already a week or two in. So,
good.
So he's progressing well.
Yep. A great friend of ours here at Carrick Footy is Blake Carosella. Wherever he's gone, whether it's playing or coaching, there's been success. Can you talk to us about the impact he's had over the last 7 or 8 months? I suppose, obviously, there's 2 or 3 months there where he couldn't have an impact. But, you know, prior to the shutdown and post-shutdown, can you take us through his, I suppose, abilities and what he brings to Essendon?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate enough to see the impact that Blake had at Richmond Footy Club. He, and you guys know, he's extremely smart footy brain. He's got a great way of making the complicated sound simple, and I think that's a real skill and one of the most important skills for any coach. So his communication's really clear. He's got a really really clear view of the game, and I think he's spent a lot of time developing his own IP in terms of how he sees the game. So, we think that he's having a significant impact. He and Ben have a really strong relationship, working relationship, as I guess the three of us do, having worked together at Richmond. And I think that's really important that you have your people work well together. So Blake will, as Ben transitions into the senior role, Blake will play an extremely important and valuable role to Ben as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great bloke, Blake. We love talking to him on K-Rock Footy. We've enjoyed having a chat with you, Dan. Great to have you on. Really appreciate you taking some time out ahead of a massive clash and, of course, ahead of a big 5 weeks for your footy club while you're on the road and entering uncharted territory of being away like this. It's not something we could have ever have foreseen, but everybody's had to do this on the run, and I'm sure you'll adapt well to it. Thanks for your time tonight.
Hope so. Thanks, boys. Have a good call.
Dan Richardson joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco Essendon's
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.